But now we have the other candidate, Harry Harman, determined not to be outdone, joining in the New Statesman this weekend. Harriet and Jack, the Trini and Susanna of New Labour politics, telling other people what they should wear. Do you know, I swear, I thought CNA had closed long ago. But Jack Straw is man at CNA circa 1981. He's the last man in the world to give fashion tips to anyone. But I'm far too gallant to go down the road of criticising Harry Harman's game. The idea that people are not allowed to dress separately would be the end of the fashion industry, would mean that the Orthodox Jewish community that I saw in large numbers late last night in Stamford Hill, who've made a conscious decision to live together, to dress in 19th century garb, to eat and worship and pray as they see fit, would be banned from doing so. How can we say we're a free country if we're going to start telling religious or other minorities in our country how they must dress and how they must behave? I said earlier, I say it again for those who've joined us. There are people, especially people of my age and background, who are a little bit, quote, uncomfortable when they see gay men holding hands in the street. But we have to get over that. It's none of our business. It's nothing to do with us what gay men do in the street. It's none of our business how Jews dress or how Muslims dress. If we're a free country, we have to say this, that people's liberties must be limited only at the point at which their liberty harms someone else. And Jack Straw being uncomfortable in his surgery doesn't count as harm. Doesn't count as harm. And Ruth Kelly, about whose fashion I'll make absolutely no comment. Talking about extremism. She's a member of Opus Dei, whose members are required, I speak as a Catholic, to flagellate themselves every day in order to demonstrate their piety, which was founded by General Franco's personal vicar. We don't need lectures from you, Ruth Kelly, on extremism in religion. As I said earlier, the real issue here is not a few inches of cloth worn on the lower part of the face of a few thousand people. 10,000 perhaps in the entire country, which means, unless they all live in Jack Straw's constituency, a tiny number of his constituents. The BBC woman said he was only starting a debate, a rarefied academic discourse on visual communication. No, he knew that he was setting the dogs of the Sun and the News of the World and the Express and the Mail. He knew he was setting those dogs on the Muslims, and that's what's intolerable, unacceptable, and should cause his resignation from the government. And as others have said, let's talk about real harm, because that's what this is, what this is really about. These liberals who say they say that these Muslim women are not wearing these hijabs and niqabs voluntarily, but due to cultural, patriarchal pressure. Well, I must tell you, that's not my own experience. But even if it was true, going to help such women, for white liberals who openly hate Islam to be telling them to take the garments off. How could that possibly bring about any kind of positive result? This is about the government's catastrophic failure in the invasions and occupations of Muslim lands. We said, before this all began, over and over again, if you make war against Muslims abroad, you will end up having to make war against Muslims at home. And like every other prediction we made, that one has come dismally true. All these attacks on our civil liberties, all this racism in the yellow press and the yellow television and the yellow radio is all intimately and directly connected to the disastrous decisions made by the real extremists in Downing Street and Whitehall, who were extremely deaf to the pleas of millions of us, to the opinions of their own experts, their own ambassadors, their own foreign office mandarins, who told them this will turn out to be a bloody disaster. They ignored us, and look where we are. As I said earlier, we've now reached such a level of hegemony in public opinion in Britain that the chief of the general staff has just posted an application form to join the Stop the War coalition, and the Prime Minister of Britain has to say that he agrees with every word that the general said. That's how discredited the war in Iraq has become. But the general said, not only has this been a disaster, and it's been a disaster almost beyond description in the occupied countries themselves. A disaster for the young British soldiers sent there on a pack of lies, hundreds of whom have come back in boxes or minus their legs or their eyes, made for life. It's not just a disaster for the 655,000 dead Iraqis. It's not just a disaster for the balkanized, atomized, broken-backed country of Iraq, shattered into 1,000 pieces, millions of its people fleeing abroad, the others turning up daily in the morgues, tortured, mutilated in their hundreds every day. But it's a disaster because, as the general said, it has sent spinning around the world hatred and extremism against us, our country, our government, and its role in the world. They're always looking, the media, for some mullah, some hook-bearing imam, some Islamic organization that they can blame or ban for the radicalization of Muslim youth in Britain. The only thing necessary to radicalize a Muslim youth in Britain is possession of a television set and the eyes to watch the news every night and every day. Now, the BBC woman said to me, Anne Whittacombe has just declared a Christian fight back. Pegged on the story, the utterly bizarre, grotesque story that British Airways have suspended an employee for wearing a small crucifix around her neck. As John Rees said to me, if it had been a giant crucifix that might get caught in the jet engine, you could see the health and safety point. But what conceivably could be the reason for British Airways to suspend an employee in those circumstances? It is grotesque, bizarre, unbelievable. But as I told the BBC woman, you started this. You're the people who told Fiona Bruce that she couldn't read the 10 o'clock news wearing a cross around her neck. We say, we in respect say, leave the Jews alone, leave the Christians alone, leave the Muslims alone, let a thousand flowers